come around this time and bring a message and pray for him. God might use him tonight for the going on of God and salvation of all souls. If you want to hear the son saved, I thought for this meeting, go that you accept the Lord. And you'll say, come right here.
That's the Lord. We appreciate being here tonight. It's his opportunity to come and pray. You got your Bible turned to Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32 tonight. Twisting out on bed. It's got a hard subject. It's one of my favorite subjects. Sometimes it takes a lot of time to get out of it. I hope the Lord touches it and knows it. Give it what it needs tonight and make it special. I hope it'll come alive to you tonight in your heart. I appreciate the goodness of the Lord. I appreciate His mercy. What He's doing tonight. Deuteronomy chapter 32. The Lord will help us tonight. We're going to switch on the eagle. We're going to try to bring a lot of bad mouth, and I hope we'll see more than just the eagle with the natural eye.
Amen.
We'll see the eagle as me and you, and we'll see Daddy Eagle as God. We'll see Mama Eagle as the Holy Spirit as teaching and leading.
Amen.
God.
Right.
And I hope the Lord will show it to us. Learn something out of this tonight. I learned a long time ago it takes Him to preach.
That's right, man. Amen.
I mean, it takes Him to preach. And I hope He'll preach through us tonight. Deuteronomy chapter 32, let's begin reading with verse 10. He found him in a desert land, and in a waste howl in the wilderness. He led him about, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye. And as an eagle stirreth up her nest, and fluttereth over her young, and spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, and beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him. And there was no strange God with him.
Amen.
He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the field. He made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the plenty of rock. Butter of kine, and milk of sheep with fat of lambs, and rams of the breed of nations, and goats for the fat of the kidneys of wheat. Thou didst drink the pure blood of the grave. Brother Charles, that comes, if you will, let us pray.
Our Heavenly Father and our God, we thank you, Lord, tonight for this another privilege and opportunity of prayer. We thank you, God, for this another time that we've sit together in heavenly places, God, to listen to the Word of God preached tonight. And I pray, God, that you just touch Brother Nance tonight, God. I will afford to the power of the Spirit, God, that you might be able to deliver this message, God, that how you laid and burdened upon his heart tonight. Help us to receive it and God apply it in our lives. And God, I pray for this congregation, each and every one of us, God, as we're settled together, sitting side by side, Lord, and how the Spirit of God will make search, Lord, through our heart and our life, God, to see what we have to do, Lord, in this service tonight, Lord, it might give us, you give increase unto it, God, as one soul, one man, one soul, one water, but God, it's you that always gives increase tonight. I pray, God, you reach down from heaven with love and smile upon us with the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, God, to give increase unto this message tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord. Well,
Lord, direct your attention tonight to verse 11. Verse 11. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, and taketh them, and beareth them on her wings.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
I hope tonight we'll see something about this eagle we've never seen. Oh, but it touch our hearts and our lives. Give us something fresh tonight about this eagle. I hope it'll do something for us. I want to look at some starting experiences with an eagle. If anything else, they start an experience about an eagle. And, we want to look at the home of the eagle, the heart of the eagle, the heritage of the eagle, the habits of the eagle, and the honor of the eagle.
Amen.
All together.
Amen.
We want to look at starting experiences with the eagle, first with the home of the eagle. There's a working and a waiting period with an eagle. When they begin to have sight of their children being born, their eaglets, there's a building period, first of all.
That's right.
They'll build, and then they'll work in their way. They'll begin to build them a nest somewhere in the clefts of the rock. They'll build, and they'll build. The superstructure's made of sticks and mud and leaves. And then finally they'll take a fertilizer of some animal, and they'll line the nest of their nest, where it'll be just right for a little baby eagle to be born. An Australian eagle, he takes a kangaroo and lines it. And a great American eagle, he'll take a rabbit or a squirrel. A Philippian Island eagle, he'll take a monkey. But all of them use some kind of fur lining to line the nest for their young. You'll find the building characteristics of an eagle, all of these, some were similar to each other. Whether it's the great bald eagle or the golden eagle or the Australian eagle or the black eagle of Africa, they all have building characteristics similar to each other. Not only are they building, during this building, they're warming and they're waiting. Finally comes the day of incubation. It comes the time for the laying of the egg. And the last eggs are laid. An eagle is a distinct bird because being of the family of the condors and the falcons, but being distinctively different.
Yes.
They work together with their young, mama and daddy together. That stirred my heart when I read that and said it there. That the mama and the daddy work together with them.
Amen.
They don't separate, let mama do it all. But they don't separate, let daddy do it all.
Amen.
But if mama's a woman in her head and gets ready to go up, daddy will come out and warm those eggs. He'll wait on mama to come back. They work together, hand in hand, and working and waiting and then warming and waiting.
Amen.
And I like this. People tell me that eagle, when mama's sitting on the egg, daddy eagle and mama's sitting over there on the egg, daddy eagle will sit down beside her. He'll stick out his talons and his claws and his feet. And he'll join talons, mama and daddy together. Daddy will kiss and woo on her and speak love and the eagle talk to her. Then when daddy gets up and mama sits on the egg, oh, mama eagle, she'll lock talons again with daddy eagle. And they'll kiss on them and woo her. Oh, there's a courtship there, beloved. They're in love with each other. And God, give me in you today an opportunity to fall back in love with the Lord Jesus Christ and lock hands with him and words and labor for the kingdom of God.
Amen. Thank you,
Daddy. Bless you. A building period, which is working and waiting. A brooding period, which is warming and waiting. Then finally, there's a birthing period.
Amen.
I mean, every time there's incubation period, there comes a birthing day.
That's right.
In an eagle's life, there comes a birthing day. There's three things mama eagle does to her eaglets when they're birthed. First of all, she stands them up and gets a look at those babies.
Amen.
The next thing she does, she'll clean them up.
Amen.
Get all that afterbirth off of them. Get a good look at that little old baby. And then she'll grind them up and teach them little old eaglets talk and manage to be like an eagle. Let me tell you today, do you remember when God stood you up? How he saved you by the grace of God stood you up. And then he cleaned you up. It's a progressive step of sanctification.
Yes.
We're not just preaching and talking about God, but day by day and night by night, God's laboring and working with us and making something out of us.
Amen.
And it brings us up.
Yes.
The Bible says, train a child the way she goes to the love and admonition of the Lord.
Amen.
God help us today as daddies and mamas and future daddies and mamas.
Right.
To bring our children up in the admonition of the Lord. To the nourishment of the Lord. Don't you look tonight, not only was they building, breeding, and birthing, but they was born in a high place. An eagle's nest is not built in a little small, little tree that works. But an eagle's nest is built in the cliffs of the rock. God above this world, he'll sail up and build him a nest of fire. Somebody said, why is he doing it? He don't want to live above. He wants to live above the pollution of this world. He wants to rise above the storm and live above this world. Today, me and you were born in the world. We were born again by spiritual high places, beloved. I mean, the Savior left the lost and dwelling place of heaven and came down that we might be birthed by him in his precious blood. Somebody said, why should we live conclusion of the world. And not only that, the higher the eagle was, the closer to God he got. And that's what we need today. We need to get high as we can and close to God as we can. My nigga does three things with this eagle. She loves him, first of all, with an unsearchable love. Jeremiah said he loved us with an everlasting love.
Amen.
And then she feeds him. Yeah. An eagle doesn't eat any kind of dead meat, beloved. An eagle won't eat no rotten meat. Right. Has to be fresh. Has to be fresh, beloved. And I like this, as I studied and read and prepared. The eagle's mother, when she kills her food or her prey on the dead eagle, they always chew the food up in her mouth, making sure there's no bones, making sure there's no collective items that shouldn't be there. They'll begin to chew it up, and then she'll give it to that little eagle to eat. Somebody said that's nasty, not so, beloved. That's love, that's what that is.
Amen.
Just don't fit like it did, Mama. Not as comfortable as it was. Little somebody in that don't know, but beginning to be stirred.
Yes, that's right.
And then tomorrow, after a kind of a bad night's sleep, you call it, he rises off of the nest and goes to the rock again. And Mama and Daddy Eagle is eased in again behind him. This time they not only tear up the lining of the animal's fur, but they tear out the superstructure of the nest and drop it off the side of the mountain. And there's no nest no more. When baby Eagle is returned to the nest, there's no nest. There's just a cold rock.
That's right.
Let me give you this about the rock.
Bless
him, Lord. An eagle's rock, they're either born on a rock or near a rock.
Amen.
And they never leave the rock.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
They never leave the rock, beloved. They may go and hunt prey, but they always remember where the rock is. Glory to God. Oh, the rock of ages.
Amen.
Clear for them.
Amen. Praise God.
And they go back to that rock, there's no nest there. The baby eagle sat there all night long shivering, cold. Cold sitting on that rock. Finally, through a dreary night of no sleep, Mama and Daddy Eagle come back in the morning. There they are. Mama Eagle, he eases up beside Baby Eagle. Says, come on. The little eagle jumps on Mama's back. Says, oh, Mama, how warm you are this morning. Man, it must be cold last night. But Mama, you are feeling warm this morning. Sure do feel good, Mama. Mama says, get your good hold, son. And in a twinkling of an eye, she springs off the rock. And she's out into the cleft of the rock and into the sky. She sails. And baby Eagle is all child and children do with a fairy hill inside and a children's curiosity. He says, I believe I'll look off Mama's back. See where I'm at. And when he does, he looks off Mama's back and he sees 3,000 or 4,000 feet of air between him. Says, Mama, I burst my brains out. And at that moment of time, Mama, with a streak of the air in her wings, she scurries toward the sun with her eyes and beak turned upward. And baby holds on for all it can hold on. And then all of a sudden, with every ounce of energy he has, Mama turns upside down. And there he is, a screaming and a hollering, Mama, Mama, I'm falling. And she falls, and he falls off. He finally has to turn loose. And there is a squalling and a hollering, Mama, Mama, he's a falling, and he's a falling, and he's a falling. But he never looks up. But the thing I like about that is that Mama can fly faster than he can fall. Blessed be the day when I found out that the Lord can fly faster than I can fall. And in a moment of twinkling of an eye, Mama Eagle flies up under. Swoops still on her back. She said, boy, you talk about grabbing on this time. He grabs on. He brings blood this time off her back. He said, Mama, back to the rock. Back to the rock, Mama. I've had all this I can stand. Take me back to the rock. Eagle surveyors and eagle studiers and researchers tell me that when baby Eagle gets back to the rock that time, they get back like this. They're scratching and a pawing and with a head up a praising God for being back on the rock. Back on the rock! Amen. How many times the storm of life hit them?
Yeah.
And you didn't know which way to turn. And all of a sudden, it looked like a church was drying out. And then God would give us a monsoon from heaven. And stir us like we've never been stirred.
Amen.
And you say it's good to be back on the rock again.
Amen.
Good to be back on the rock.
Amen.
He gets back on the front of the night sleep. I'll never finish this. But I'll finish this part and we'll close.
That's him all. That's him all.
He's just back to the rock. And after another cold night of sleep, he don't complain this time. There's no complacency in the words of either talk this morning. But Mama comes back and says, They said, "Are you crazy, Mom? You nearly killed me yesterday morning." But he knows. See, he's already subdued her. She subdued the children. So we subject it to her. And learn her to get on mama and the mad mama. They know the eternal word of children. And to the throne to go disobedient. The time to learn them is while they're young and can be taught.
Amen. That's it, Lord.
But if we get back on mama with us, away from it. Get away with that attitude. When you get to home. In a spring, in a moment. But they were just to give a little way. Then they say this pound for pound after ounce. There's not a stronger animal in the creation than the eagle tonight. And the lion is to the land faring animal, to the king of the jungle. And eagle is the king of the bird today. She soars out across the sky again. And all of a sudden, upward she goes again toward the sun. And eagle has a special gift. Microscopic eye lens with a tint of gray in them. They can look directly toward the sun and never blink their eyes. Let me give you this. I'll never get to it if I don't. An eagle, one of the habits, I'll never get to the habits of an eagle, but one of the habits of an eagle tonight is that he can look straight forward in the sun and always never let the enemy get between him and the sun, because it would be destruction to that eagle. And today, beloved, when we let something get between me and you and the S.O.E. of God, it'll be destruction to our Christian life. She has parallel insight, personal interest, positional influence, purpose for attention. And she's stirring the babe. She flies toward the sun, the eagle again, hanging on. All of a sudden, upward she goes. And the eagle falls again. And he's falling, and he's falling. But this time, that eagle always flies above this thing with an obscuring eye, with an interested eye, for safety purposes, to see nobody else gets involved in the learning process of his children. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. Tonight, God is a failing for our brother to see nobody hindered the Holy Ghost of God from attention us and leading us and showing us what we need to know through the Word of God. And the eagle falls. But this time, he looks to his left and he says, he looks to his right. He said, "I've got two of them. I believe I'll try these out."
Amen.
But he gets a glimpse of Mama Eagle above him, which is below Daddy Eagle. And he sees Mama sailing in the air. And he says, "Oh, that was great." And as he falls this time, he spreads his little wings out and begins to fly him. And all of a sudden, the wind current hits him and lifts him up. And he says, "Oh, it's not so hard after all. It's not so hard."
Amen.
I said that to say this. Beloved, an eagle doesn't fly but 10% of the time. 90% of the time, he would glide. Beloved, blessed be the day when we quit trying to do it on our own and let the Holy Ghost of God lead us and guide us and use us and take our lives and mold them and shape us. Blessed be the day when we remove the flesh and let the Spirit of God do the work.
Amen. Amen.
He's a gliding now. And above the little eagle as he glides, there's Mama and Daddy. Again in broad air this time. They join talons again in hands. And they spread out their wings like a canopy. And they begin to holler and scream. As the youngers are flying below them, they're crying in God as the younger has finally shown some interest. Oh, blessed be the day when we give our lives to God and the Holy Ghost of God. And Jesus says, "Oh, that's one of my youngers. He's finally beginning to fly."
Amen.
And beginning to eat some meat. It's not all sincere meal, but it's beginning to fly and eat some meat. Blessed be the day. Never get all this out, brother. Naomi was stirred by death.
That's right.
In the book of Ruth. Elijah was stirred by the book of Chad.
Right.
In the book of Kings. Mama Eagle has subdued her young. She's done all she could do. They're beginning to fly. They're doing what they're supposed to do. tonight and preach about that mobile pier. But I have not got time. Maybe I can get to preach on Wednesday night. On the moping period of those eagles. Let me just take it. The eagle lives somewhere between 20 and 100 years of age. And between the ages of 30 and 35, they go through what they call a moping period. In other words, what they do is they get on the ground. An eagle is born to fly. And to fly and to live, he must fly. He's got to fly. The eagle wasn't born to walk as a chicken or a turkey or a duck, but he was born to live in the sky. And he's got to fly to be an eagle. At the age of 30 to 35, they go through what they call a moping period. When the eagle will get discouraged, and he'll fly down to the earth, he begins to dwell, and he lets the affairs of this world entangle his life.
Right.
And he goes in manic depression. And 2 out of 5 come out of this valley, and the other 3 usually die. See, an eagle will fly above a storm, not in a storm.
Amen.
They're not created to go through storms, but they fly above them and look down at them, not through them, beloved.
Amen.
God has made a way that we don't have to go through storms like we frankly do tonight. Amen. Through God, we can soar above the storm and through the valley and a lost and dwelling place, oh God.
Bless him, Lord.
The eagles has 2 holes on each side of his crooked beak that he breathes out of. And he takes his air and oxygen in. And when he gets on the ground, calcium builds up on this eagle's beak and his mouth. And he can't open his mouth properly to eat his food. And his breathing slows down. And then he's walking on the ground. See, he's discouraged.
Right.
Instead of flying above the storms, he's going through the storms.
Yeah,
the storms are beating him. And a flying raining on him and a snowing on him. And he's walking and his feet's not made for the ground, but it's made to fly.
Amen.
And his feet get tender and they bust and they bleed. And there the great eagle is in that valley of depression. And there he is with his feet busting. He can't fly. There he is with his beak calcined over. And he can't eat. But beloved, how I feel, somewhere between Franklin, North Carolina, Cherokee, and Gatlinburg, there's a valley that an eagle gets in up there that Indians and other Americans have studied and looked at and found. Where these eagles will dwell in for this period of moping season. And this evangelist told and said that he went and saw it through an Indian's guidance, 5 eagles in this valley. And there they was in the moping period. They couldn't fly, they couldn't eat. They couldn't kill the prey, and they won't eat rotten food. It has to be fresh. He said there was 8 eagles flew in that day. Old eagles. And had done fought the battle. Woo! Just flew in. Here they come, a fly in the valley. And said they had something in their talons and their feet. And it looked like great hunks of fresh meat. And he said all of a sudden, as they hid in the woods, him and this Indian, these eagles began to drop this fresh meat into those old eagles in the moping season. Oh, he said he picked up a piece of that rabbit, and it already been stripped to the bone. All they had to do was just be there. And Leo. He said, 2 of the eagles began to eat this flesh. They got over where it was dead, and they eat it, and they eat it. He said the old Indian guy got out and began to jump and holler and scream and say, "Eat it, little eagles! Cause you'll live and you eat that food! You'll not die, but you'll live!"
Hey.
But 3 of them wouldn't eat it. Let me say this. God give us a great eagle here at this church. He feeds us. But if we won't eat the food, we'll die spiritually.
That's right.
Can you see that? We don't eat, we'll die. All eagle done was drop the food. It didn't matter.
That's right.
The to begin to eat it. Don't be gone. I told you about the rod, didn't I? Ooh. Get your eyes on the rock.
Hey,
they ain't on the rock, but they got their eyes on it.
Hey,
oh. Lord,
God.
And when you die to that rock,
God.
They begin to come through the veil. And they say, I ain't supposed to be down here.
Yeah.
I ain't supposed to be going through this door.
That's
your dad.
That's right.
Oh. And they begin to eat, and they begin to eat.
Yeah.
And they get straight. And after a while, Evangelist Bobby Costin said, two of the eagles begin to crawl out of this mountain. Three eagles died because they wouldn't eat. And they buried them. But the other two couldn't fly. But they began to walk.
Yeah.
With their eyes on the rock.
Right.
With eyes on the rock! They began to make their way out of the smoking valley. And they walked. And they walked. Finally, they reached their rock. They were still weak and couldn't fly. They began to eat. And then they took, and they could fly just a little. And they'd fly, and fly back into the rock. And they knocked the spurs off of their feet, where their feet would grow back strong and whole. And then they'd take their meat, and they'd beat against their rock, and rub it, and fire, and move. Finally, the calves would begin to break off. Finally, it break off, and they could breathe good again.
Amen.
And then the calves begin to grow back strong.
Amen.
An eagle only goes through this period one time in their life. They never go back into a moping season again. God help us to learn from an eagle on that.
That's right.
In closing tonight, there's an eagle one time that made out of this valley. Built a body Thompson and an Indian named Tocoa. Left Cherokee, North Carolina, and went to the telescope to find this eagle that had made out. The question was asked. The caller said, how can you find that eagle? He said, there's hundreds of eagles around here. He said, I know where his rock is.
Amen.
I know where his rock is. And beside that, it's prayer time for an eagle.
Yeah.
An eagle continuously cries, beloved. An eagle that don't cry is in his moping season, and his eyes begin to calcium over. But an eagle's eyes always moist if he's a strong eagle. And they went! They found this eagle. The poor looked at the eagle through one of those telescopes. And he found him over his rock where it was at. Bobby Thompson said, and the Indian began to shout and holler. He said, let me see that telescope! What is he doing over there? Got that, and he began to look at that old eagle that had made out of that depression, out of that moping valley. He was over there with his eyes up toward the sun.
Amen.
He was crying. A healthy eagle again.
Amen.
Said, now looking up to the sun, praising God for letting him get back to his rock.
Amen.
The psalmist said, I'll lift up mine eyes to the hills which cometh my head.
Amen.
He said, I'll go to the rock that's higher than I am.
Amen.
Get back to that rock, that's higher than we are, and praise God.